No, that would not be the case. Are you finished moving rocks or are you still into?
Yes, I'm sealing them.
Sealing?
Sealing them.
Sealing them?
No, I'm using polymer sand, which I have for pavers.
Okay. Is it ugly sand?
No, it's sort of like a little dusty.
Dusty?
Sort of, yeah, water, it's like a cement.
Okay.
Water.
And then you put them in between. Oh, it's like
rubbing.
Yeah.
Well, it's like where you do a cave or something with sand.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
So this is
special sand has a polymer and then it's sort of wet it and it absorbs the water and then it polymerizes basically.
Okay. So when you sift it in and then you wet it?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay. That's good to know what these. Yeah. And that's hopefully going to keep the weeds from growing.
Yeah,
and you laid
a little bit of
garden.
You put the crusher bit. Space underneath.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like the
crushed rock?
Yeah, it's crushed rock. Okay.
Okay.
Any question? Anybody's here? What are we talking about?
We're talking about enrichment?
Yes.
On the path of love?
Mm-hmm. Where are we?
The return home.
Returning home? He started to explain what should you do. This is enrichment, right? Because in book 2, I hope some of you remember, he explained it that this is not a theory. This is not something to understand. This is something to become. Therefore, it depends what you do and what you say inside, what you think. This is what it is, right? We started with the simple explanation. Let's look at it. He started by talking about enrichment. How? First of all, he said, enrichment is not learning that talking and quotation and all that, remember? Not eating the children of the elephant. See? That's not what we're talking about here. Enrichment means understanding something, being different, seeing the life different. Different from what? From what your life is. Your life is, you are the people of Shiva, that beautiful city. Comfortable, everything is good, but what do you look for? Looking around for enrichment, you have to have some needs. Here, the first thing you should learn is every path is not the path. Every promises are not really the stuff. To remember the citizen and the fellow in the village. So a lot of people, they promise, but they don't know you really, because they know their ass, their animal. So you should be careful. Then what? I hope you remember all the different stories we talked about. Then you said bluffing, doing this, pretending to be good, like the birds, are all nonsense. If you even learn the magic, is nonsense to us. Do you remember those two angels? They came down and practically they had to sell the magic, then hide in a web, remember? So this is not how we think about it. We know how enlightenment arrives. In the story of Moses, enlightenment is some impulse that comes in the dream of the Pharaoh. Then the animal tries to stop it. And no matter what animal does, the opposite will happen. Why? Because Moses wants nothing. Is he asking something? No. He just does what Hab tells him. How about Pharaoh? Why are we talking about the Pharaoh? Because that's the main enemy you have. In book 2 we talked about it. The ego. The Pharaoh is the arrogance. What does Pharaoh use against us? Logic, philosophy. All the science is serving Pharaoh, but not all. There are two of those magicians that they dig, they understand, and they are at the side of the Moses. So don't worry that Pharaoh has a lot of power. We have a little bit of that power in ourselves. But we have to be careful about the situation we are in, because we are really living our life. Okay? The enlightenment happens like this. If you stop all the thinking and the wishes of your brain, it remains the wishes of your heart, which is what? Asking for everything in a very easy way, but only asking from him, nothing else. Means what? Means if your goal really is only to understand love and you don't mix it with anything, suddenly the cow appears, the ego appears over there. Because when I'm thinking about love and I go in that mood, my animal understands that this is dangerous for him, so it will jump out. And your job is only to kill the cow. Finished. The rest is not yours. The rest happens outside. Because when you kill the cow, then the fellow who claimed the cow, the ownership, that fellow will be out. What is that one? This is the owner, isn't it? The real owner in this body is the spirit. But my brain has killed everything and owns everything. Because my brain thinks that that is me, right? You said, this is what has happened. You have to be judged. Even prophet cannot find it, the David even. But it will come to the prophet, then it comes out, then you will find the dagger. Do you remember the dagger? Where was the dagger? Under the tree. What does that mean? Means this is using something which is hidden at the base of the growing up of the animal. Everything is hidden over there. It's hidden. Don't worry. Kill the cow. The rest will be declared, will come out. Your only job is killing the ego and the magic appears if you do that. Do you remember the story of the dervish who was in the mountain and he was fantasizing in an illusion that, okay, I will not work. He said, you have to do your job. Here you're given hands. Why? Because you have to work. You could never forget that you have some special stuff. The animals, they have the body, and all the instruments. But you have something more than that. The breath, you remember that? The soul, what is that? It covers the adjective of creator. How? Somehow that is in us. His creativity is here. So you should create. You should create your life. You should do something about it. Because your hand is your hand when you're doing the stuff that you're supposed to do. Do you remember the guy, they cut his hand? But weaving, yeah, then you could have it. The other blind fellow, you want to read Quran, you could. Because there are instruments which are for the breath, not for your physical existence. Then he talked about Luqman and a slave. And he said, listen, here when we talk about slave, is different from what you understand from slave. Because for you is a slavery, for us is being connected. And we know a master that will dress up his slave the best, and he is even eager to eat the leftover of that guy. Why? Because in here we believe only in one stuff. The one who is full of passion and light, doesn't matter what's the position outside, because we're looking at the feeling of there. The most important stuff that you should understand in this path, he said, be careful, pay attention. I will tell you a very special story, Dabuki. What was that story? Listen, in this path, doesn't matter when, even if you're at the top and ego comes out and wishes of ego is here, everything will be ruined. Doesn't matter where you are. Here, we are talking about the path of leaving this ego and the